This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Stress Management and Nutrition channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Rosalie Mosco once again of Health and Harmony, who is a professional speaker that has electrified and inspired over 800 audiences at corporations, associations, nonprofit groups for almost 20 years. She is passionately committed to guiding people to achieve maximum well-being, stress relief, boosted nutrition, and mental health to reduce sick leave and enhance productivity. A graduate and former instructor at Centennial College on stress management and a registered nutritional consultant in private practice, Rosalie delivers quality, well-crafted presentations, personal coaching, and online seminars to suit the needs of your organization or individuals. Rosalie is also the author of Frazzled Hurried Woman, Your Stress Relief Guide to Thriving, Not Merely Surviving. Rosalie, certainly a pleasure to have you back with us here on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's great to be here again.
It certainly is, and good to have you back to speak on this topic as well. So how did you get interested, for those that missed our first interview, how did you get interested in stress management and nutrition as your key passions?
Oh, it started over 20 years ago, Eric, and I found myself in the midst of a busy career as a singer and performer for children. And it started out as a hobby, playing songs for my kids' nursery school and elementary schools, and soon blossomed into a full-blown career. And I became part of a professional duo and recorded albums, and I was even nominated for music awards. It was really quite exciting. But I had two children, not even in their teens at that time, a sick mother to look after, not completely look after, but, you know, it was my responsibility. And a husband who wasn't so thrilled about me being on the road once in a while. And I had many responsibilities, and the pressure became great. And I still love my job. But, you know, Eric, even if we love what we do, we can get overwhelmed, overworked, and overtired. And that's what happened to me. I was touring. I became sick with colds, flu, digestion problems, IBS, PMS, you know, the one, and I'm a mess. And I didn't realize it at the time, but I was really overstressed and was showing the telltale signs. And I went looking for answers. I studied relaxation techniques, changed my diet, took supplements and other immune-boosting formulas, and I did see my health improve, and it led me back to school for two diploma programs on workplace wellness and health promotion and holistic nutrition. And then I started my company, Health in Harmony, healthinharmony.com. So, you know, I went speaking in the workplace, and so it just was a progression of my life that led me here, really. And my own son also became ill at the same time I was suffering all these things, so I was going to get him well and get me well, and that's what I set my mind to do.
And if you would explain to us, what is the stress-illness connection?
It's called psychoneuroimmunology, or PNI. It's really that every thought, every feeling influences every cell in your body, including your immune system. And stress from outside factors and coupled with your own internal feelings and thinking process about things leads to a lot of strain and stress and causes changes in brain chemistry. And it can ultimately endanger the immune system's ability to defend your body against bacterial and viral attacks. And a person can get infections or other illness or disease as stress spirals out of control.
Now, can workplace stress cause depression or other mental illnesses?
Well, you know, it may not cause it, but it can certainly make it worse. And it can make, it actually can, because it can come from many sources of places from stress, and we can get depressed and we can get anxious, and so it really can. People think that their stress is mainly from work, but it can be from your kids, your parents, your siblings, your other relationships, maybe money, maybe you don't have see your friends anymore, even traffic jams or just a bad attitude about things, or a lack of maybe your self-esteem gets low from all this, and so it's all this can contribute and can make you depressed, and especially if you're not eating well, poor nutrition can make stress worse. And sometimes if you have an absence of meaning or purpose in your life, you feel like you're just kind of grumbling along, it can make you depressed, and it can make someone feel hopeless and lost. So all these things can, unfortunately, lead to depression or anxiety.
It certainly does make sense. Another question for you, is it true that inflammation could contribute to depression?
Well, it's been shown that now that inflammation is at the bottom of many illnesses. And so there's this Dr. Greenblatt, so James Greenblatt, he's a psychiatrist, and he has found that yes, there are many things that can cause this inflammation in your body, and depression is one of them, and stress is another. All these things can lead to inflammation, and there's some tests that you can get called CRP, and it's a C-reactive protein to screening for infection and infectious and inflammatory disease if you're depressed. And high levels of this marker scores over 3 and increase the incidence of depression 4 times. So many things can cause inflammation in the body. If you have what they call the SAD diet, standard American diet, high in sugar, processed foods, a lot of trans fats, a lot of burgers and fries and things that we know are not so good for us. Environmental toxins can cause inflammation, Lyme disease or any low-grade infections that are just sort of harbored in your body, even allergies, food allergies or allergies for the environment, and digestive problems can cause inflammation too. So there are many, many things that can cause inflammation and can lead to you're not feeling very well, and if you're not sleeping enough, if you're not exercising enough, if you're not, it's like we have to be proactive about all these things.
And I couldn't agree with you more. Today we are with Rosalie Mosco, owner of Health and Harmony. Through her company, Rosalie provides stress relief, well-being, and nutrition presentations to corporations and other organizations, including women's audiences, and also provides private phone coaching. And she's joined us here once again on eHealth Radio's Stress Management and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Rosalie, tell us, what are some important stress relief coping skills that would help us to cope with everything crazy going on around us on a daily basis?
Well, it is a fast-paced society. It really is. And we have to be really looking out for ourselves and take responsibility for improving our physical and emotional well-being. Get a physical checkup, to rule out physical problems. Look at deep breathing techniques or just slowing down to bring calmness to your days. Look at your diet. Add some vegetables, a couple of vegetables more than you're having now will make a big difference for the antioxidant levels and help you detoxify every cell. If you just have some more vegetables and a couple of fruits a day, and your memory will improve too. Add some protein foods. Make sure you have them a few times a day, dairy, fish, chicken, or eggs, and perk up your neurotransmitters in your brain, which will help your concentration and your vigor. And even a high-quality multivitamin mineral supplement every day will give you a full range of nutrients for better moods, it's been shown, and physical well-being too. And the omega-3 fish oils is a real star supplement. Get a high-quality one. It enhances heart and brain health. Have some water, pure water every day, and some green tea if you can during the day. Those are just a few things. And of course, we've all heard about physical activity, and it actually shows to reduce inflammation that we spoke about earlier, and also improve symptoms of major depression. That's Reuters reports this. And physical activity can boost your self-esteem and mood and your sleep and energy. So many things. So just get moving. Get off the couch, and even a short 15-minute walk each day can clear your mind and create a new perspective. Don't isolate yourself. You know, meet with friends. If you're having problems, call a professional psychologist, a good friend, a religious leader, or your doctor, other health professional, or a human resources professional at work. So just don't think you can do it all on your own. You don't have to. There are people who can help. And avoid overcommitment. It's, you know, we're all doing too much. So it's like we're like an octopus with our arms in every pie. And are you doing too much at home or at work for your community? And just try to prioritize your commitments. If you have a Superman or Superwoman mentality, it's time to either delegate a certain task or ask for some assistance. So just all these things can help us, and just take time to rejuvenate with a massage, or just help yourself by slowing down. So all these things can make a very, very large difference in your coping abilities. It may not take away the problems that you might have, but you'll have a better way of seeing your way out, and you'll have a better frame of mind and be able to cope and find solutions for your problems better.
And lastly, from a health perspective, how can managers help their employees?
Well, you know, very often work is a very large source of stress. And so I think that the managers or your employer, they need to listen to others at work in person, not always through emails. Make sure that the workloads are distributed wisely, not overloading one person. Verify that there's a good fit between an employee and his or her job. You know, maybe they're just in a job they're not happy with. So maybe they could be moved to something else that they feel more comfortable with. And don't isolate certain employees. Invite them to meetings. Give information. People don't like to be isolated, and they start to feel depressed. It's been shown that people who are down, and they often are feeling left out. They're often feeling that they're overworked, or maybe not listened to, or maybe their job is just needs better, maybe updated technology. And encourage staff to take adequate breaks and look after themselves if they see that they're failing a bit. And the manager should look after his or her health, too, because then you have a lot to do and a lot to cope with. So it's really important that everyone doesn't work around the clock and, you know, take time to turn off that computer once in a while, unplug from your digital life every so often to focus on quality time with family and friends, and just enjoy time to yourself without distractions. So there's many things that can be done, but just I think to look to ancient wisdom, learn to meditate if you can, and just stay quiet. I think we all need this because we're always, on. We've always got something going on, like this chatter in our brain. So we need to get down to a calmer place and know that alcohol and junk food don't help. So that's just some of the things that I've been working on in the past 20 or more years, and it's important in times of downsizing and fragile economies to remain calm and to deal with help your staff and maybe even to get a wellness initiative going in the workplace. That often helps people, and something to look forward to, a wellness fair. And so there's many things that can be done in the workplace. And I'm going to be doing a free webinar on HR.com about all this. So if people want to tune into that for an hour-long seminar in March, on March the 18th, they're welcome to do that.
Well, I certainly do appreciate all the helpful information, and so important for us to stay stress-free, and all these helpful tips will help us to achieve that. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information and be in contact with you online, that would be great.
Oh, thank you. I'm at www.healthinharmony.com. and I can be reached at 1-877-653-0077. And I'd be happy to answer calls. I have online coaching for stress relief and also for nutritional consulting. I can put people on programs that can really make a difference in their well-being, and I'd look forward to being of assistance for your audience.
Rosalie, as always, thanks for joining us and taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks a lot, Eric, and you can check my blogs. I've got lots of free information and articles. You're welcome to go onto my website, and thanks for taking the time, and look forward to seeing you another time.
Likewise, certainly do as well. We've been speaking with Rosalie Mosco, owner of Health and Harmony through her company. Rosalie provides stress relief, well-being, and nutrition presentations to corporations and other organizations, including women's audiences. She also provides private phone coaching. She is also the author of the best-selling book and ebook on Amazon, Frazzled Hurried Woman, Your Stress Relief Guide to Thriving, Not Merely Surviving. And the website of reference is simply Health and Harmony. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Stress Management and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.